Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
The following hour is brought to you by Madden Advisory Services.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Madden Advisory Services, Inc. is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, Smart Money on News 104.5 WOKV. Here are your hosts, Hank Madden, Michelle Barron, and Brian Hughes.
Jacksonville. It is a beautiful, kind of nippy, near blizzard conditions Saturday morning, but sunshiny and pretty outside.
Did you just say
near blizzard
and beautiful in the same sentence?
Yes. Well, something can look beautiful. A great white is beautiful.
If
being
you're
next
inside
to it in the water, it isn't.
Yeah, see it in a picture.
If you got a blanket around you and you're sitting on the rocking chair,
there you go. There you go. So it's all relative. Whatever. Anyway, welcome to Smart Money. I'm Hank Madden.
I'm Michelle Barron.
And I'm Brian Hughes.
Now, we got a fired up team today, I can tell you. They're all out to protect and save President Trump from errors of omission and maybe other mental effects. So, whatever. Anyway, first time listeners, a very special welcome to you guys and gals. Hope that you will be able to stay with us for the full 2 hours today. And as always, our regular listeners, a very special welcome to you. Folks, you're the foundation upon which we built. Your numbers are ever increasing. To give you an idea more about who we are, today we live in a world without really moral boundaries to guide us in what we're doing. We have people who are taking the shooting in Florida who are blaming the weapon and not taking a look at themselves and their own inability to follow through with the laws and protections that are out there and could have prevented this. It's not the gun that shot them. It's the individual that pulls the trigger. But we live in this type of a world. Madden Advisory, my company, is a Christian-based firm. This radio show is a Christian-based radio show. We try to conduct our lives based upon the principles of Christianity. You know, even though we're a financial firm, I'm going to tell you just in my own personal life experience, the blessings of Christ Jesus to me have not been homes, automobiles, trips, clothing, and what have you. No, his greatest gift, his greatest values and gifts have been the lessons that he provided me that were extreme in nature to trial and in trial of actions that I needed to take and change. And become closer to him so that I could enjoy other things and not have them dominate my life. When material things control your life, folks, you're going to be a very poor person. So, but that's just my own opinion. The The show here is really about two different things. We're going to take the events of today, whether they be national, international, or global, and we're going to break them down and bring them to you in your home so you can see how they will impact you. Then at the bottom of the hour, as I devised this show decades ago, it was with you in mind. So we're going to open up our lines to you and your financial questions. There is a lot happening out there. 401ks, mortgages, LIBOR rates, and what have you. So you might want to get them out and get them ready. So lines will be open then. Topics today, well, how about this? We remember Bill Clinton. He kind of gave a new meaning to the meaning of what is the meaning of is. And stupid is as stupid does. And I will tie all that together, and it will make sense to you. Wizzo?
Well, I don't have anything nearly as intriguing, I guess. I was trying to come up with a good word there. Not everyone has a financial advisor, and not everyone has the time to read personal financial books. But luckily, there is the internet and tons of apps, online resources available to help you out. So today, during the Did You Knows, I'm going to share with you some of my favorite websites and apps that will help make you smarter about your money.
So that means get your pencils and pens and notepads ready, or if you can type like 100 words a minute.
Well, since it's app and online related, get your computer and your web browser ready.
Yeah, but what if you forget it?
Have your phone in your hand.
You save it on your computer.
Well, that's what I said. If you can type 100 words a minute, great. Okay. If you can't, get your pencil and pad, and get
ready.
Michelle
doesn't talk that fast. You'll be all right, even if you can't type 100 words.
Whatever.
I know that wasn't a slow comment.
Okay. G-Man.
Markets.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
The markets lost about 2% and bring us to 0.84% for the S&P 500 on the year now. Because bonds are negative on the year, most of you with diversified portfolios will be flat or slightly negative so far this year. And the decline started off after Jerome Powell made his debut in front of Congress. He had an upbeat view of the economy, which naturally markets took his good news as bad news, interpreting his upbeat view of the economy as meaning we'll get 4 rate hikes instead of the 3 that we've been assuming. And then Trump also pledged to impose stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum. Of course, this was met with threats of retaliation across the world. Trump still hasn't released the complete details of the tariffs, but he has made tweets like trade wars are good and easy to win. As a pro-business fiscal conservative that I consider myself, I find this completely absurd that a Republican president is actually doing this again, I might add. This is not the free market capitalism idea that make up the core of fiscal conservative. I find myself instead asking, who is John Galt? Barclays estimates that tariffs...
I know.
Good. I'm assuming there's a lot of people out there who know that reference. So Barclays estimates that this tariff will add 0.1% to inflation and take away 0.1% to 0.2% from GDP. Those aren't eye-popping numbers, but as other countries respond and enter into the trade war that Trump apparently wants, the impact to our economy has potential to become a lot stronger. So shares of companies that use metals, like heavy machinery companies like Caterpillar and Deere, took a beating in the markets as their cost will skyrocket. The automakers dove on news of the tariffs. The construction industry, which accounts for 40% demand in steel, is a big loser. The only companies this helps is the few U.S. metal companies making, like U.S. Steel and Nucor. The rest of this is going to hit our pocketbooks.
Great. Okay.
Not really.
Okay. Stupid is as stupid does. What is the meaning of is? Well, you know, politicians love to do things that makes them feel good more times than not without measuring the full cause and effect. Well, trade protectionism is just that, a political feel-good policy that does nothing for the economy. More importantly, few benefits, if any. President Trump has made a big mistake, and big is an understatement, in imposing the tariffs on steel and aluminum. Understandably, President Trump feels indebted to constituencies in the U.S. who have been hurt by foreign competition, particularly in basic industries like steel and aluminum. But the 25% tariff on steel and 10% on aluminum that Trump seeks to impose will lead to higher prices, the loss of thousands of jobs, and a political windfall for a handful of companies. We're going to be instituting tariffs next week, said Trump. That was at a meeting of White House executives on Thursday. People have no idea how bad our country has been treated by other countries. Well, probably not. I have no doubt that when the president and what he says is true, but if so, could be fixed through trade talks. You don't have to go to war. He is, after all, the great negotiator. Make no mistakes, the broad nature of Trump's tariffs hitting all exporters in the U.S. Will invite some kind of retaliation. Already the EU Commission is threatening to respond in kind. European Union will react firmly and commensurately to defend their interests. Cato Institute notes that for the Europeans, they might target citrus from Florida, tobacco from Kentucky, textiles from North Carolina, or dairy from Wisconsin in order to arouse U.S. opposition to steel and aluminum restrictions. Beijing is looking at imposing trade penalties on U.S. sales of sorghum there and may soon also target our sales of soy. Meanwhile, India, emboldened by the U.S., could turn protectionism and use Trump's moves as a reason to protect their own interests. So steel and aluminum industry gains will be the loss of others. Trump's justification for the tariffs is national security. But folks, the U.S. military uses only about 3% of domestic steel output, and much of the of our imported steel comes from our allies like Canada, who is not the happy camper right now. So the threat really isn't much of one. Of greater concern is what the higher price for steel and aluminum tariffs, and folks, actually it is a tax, will do to our domestic economy. R Street Institute think tank states, according to 2015 U.S. Census data, steel mills employ about 140,000 Americans, while steel-consuming industries, including automakers and other manufacturers, who rely on imported steel, employ, you ready, about 5 million. It is estimated that nearly 200,000 jobs and $4 billion in wages were lost during the 18 months during the 02 and 03 period that President Bush imposed tariffs on imported steels. Of course, President Trump can cite a recent study by the Commerce Department as justification for his tariffs, and Trump could plausibly argue that he has already imposed trade protectionism on solar panel imports and washing machines. Few, if any, obvious bad effects. Even so, the evidence against such protectionist policies is overwhelming. The evidence can be found in a report by the Cato Institute last summer that looked at the unproductive history of trade protectionism in America. And folks, it's a no-win picture. Yes, some jobs are saved by protectionist moves, but at what cost? But it isn't only steel. Cato cites four studies that investigated the cost of protection. Stretching roughly from 1950 through 1995, and based on this research, the average economic cost to save a single job through trade protectionism is about $620,000 in 2017 dollars. All told, protection leads to a net loss to the U.S. consumer equal to about, you're ready for this, 1.3% of GDP, or roughly $221 billion a year in today's money. In short, trade protectionism, especially tariffs, is a very bad idea for consumers and workers, but it's very profitable for the politically connected corporations. You know, maybe so, but that's truly tragic. And what is tragic is that Trump's penchant for trade protectionism will be part offset the benefits to the economy from other free market policies he's put in place, including tax cuts, deregulation, withdrawal from the Paris Accord, and a badly needed change to Obamacare. I understand why we walked away from Trans-Pacific Partnership. We talked about it here on the show and reported on NAFTA, which we talked about. He thought they were flawed, and they are seriously flawed. But protectionism is a bad road to travel. Let's hope that this move by President Trump, the negotiator-in-chief, is merely a negotiating ploy and not a long-term policy. If it's the latter, folks, hang on, it's going to get rough. Okay, we're going to take an information timeout. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It's 10:21. Did you know?
Did you know I've been guilty of using financial jargon from time to time? Well, I know that Hank and Brian understand what I'm talking about. Someone who doesn't have as much financial experience might not completely understand. When we come back, I'll tell you my favorite online resource for looking up definitions and financial concepts. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. If you'd like to learn more about us or the services that we provide, check us out at maddenadvisory.com.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 10:26. Did you know?
Did you know Investopedia is a free resource that is great for finding easy to understand comprehensive definitions of financial terms and concepts? So if you want to learn about how Roth IRA works, or maybe you want to know about modern portfolio theory.
I was just thinking that expression.
Investopedia will be a good place to start.
You know, another good a book, if you want to start buying things for Christmas this year or birthday, is Lightbulb Press.
You know, it's just barely March.
I said, or birthdays. You know, birthdays occur in other months than
it's
just
December.
It's not December
24th. We don't need to be talking about Christmas shopping yet.
Some of us do. Huh. So anyway, before I was so rudely
the guilty
interrupted.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give them the name of this book.
Us innocent people. Okay. Don't worry this early.
It is financial planning for women. Now, guys, you would be very astute in taking this book and buying it for those that you love and reading it yourself. And there's several versions of it. They have it not only for financial planning, for terms and definitions, like Michelle, you were mentioning, for tax planning, investment planning, and so on. They are about a half a sheet of newspaper in width and about the length of a piece of, notebook pad. Easy to read. They're like $12-15. You can buy them, I think, at Barnes & Noble. Great gifts across the board. So anyway, that was just a passing thought.
All right, I got to tell you something. So what? Very, very funny. So I was just looking it up on Amazon. Yeah. And apparently these books also are brought to you by the same company that offers a guide to choosing and serving and enjoying wine.
Well, there you go.
It's kind of funny.
Well, it was written by women for women. Guys aren't big wine drinkers.
They really are great books, and there are a series of them. But when I did put that into Amazon, that's what I'm pulling up.
Well, doesn't good financial planning lead to sitting back and drinking your wine and enjoying yourself?
Very easily, yeah. Could.
On a beautiful, beautiful deserted beach someplace. To be able to travel again would be nice. Oh, well, anyway, folks, don't panic during this market period of turmoil and unrest. This too shall pass. This is a good time to really be evaluating your portfolios and getting them in line and where you want to be. For those practicing market portfolio or modern portfolio theory, folks, you should be buying right now. Look at what you can buy. Okay, I just got the finger. That's right. Scotty gave me the finger. The important one that says, hey, you got 60 seconds and we got to take a break. Folks, it's that time. That's right. Lines are open. 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the beautiful, exotic, mystic minx, buff, hard body person will tell you, that's area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know sometimes it's nice to use a quick online calculator to help make a decision? Bankrate.com has all types of calculators, from figuring out the cost of a mortgage, a simple savings calculator, or even a credit payoff calculator. But I do have some words of wisdom before you start making decisions based upon these calculators. Stay tuned in to learn more. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You are listening to News 104.5 WOKV 1035. Yes, lines are open. So call and call now. 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the buff Mystic Minx will tell you, that's area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know online calculators are designed to be quick, easy, and simple, which sounds great, but the trade-off is that there are a lot of factors that can be left out that have the potential for dramatic effects on the results. As a general rule, make sure that you use these types of online calculators as a general guide and understand finances are simply too complex for a five-second financial calculator to accurately assess all situations.
Super. Again, folks, lines are open, 340-1045. Hey, to give you a heads up, being lovers of puppy people as we are, let you know about an event that is unfolding right before your very eyes. That's right. You can grab your leash and join Saturday, today, at the Jacksonville Humane Society. They're trying to raise more than $100,000 for dogs and cats in need in Jacksonville. Time is the festival opened at 9 a.m. and the walk begins about right now at 10:30 a.m. Jacksonville Humane Society at 8464 Beach Boulevard. The pet walk and festival, live music, silent auction, and family fun zone. Registration fee is $30 per walker, $25 per team member. You have to have four or more on a team, and team members pledge to raise at least $20. It's all team members. $15 for youth walkers, that is age 5 to 17. Your registration fee includes event wag bag, animals walk with their owners for free. T-shirts will be awarded to walkers who raise at least $50 or more. So here's a chance to give to man's best friends. Try to make it if you can. Again, that's the Jacksonville Humane Society on Beach Boulevard. Okay. Ed, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
I am finer than frogs here.
There you go. I got a question about the wash rule, and also I have a second question.
I hate doing the wash.
Yeah, but it's important.
Yeah, it's very important.
Wash your clothes every week. Wash yourself every day at least.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Oh,
okay.
We're way off.
Come on, Ed.
I'd like to know about the wash rule. If I sell a stock and then buy it back within 30 days, what's the tax ramifications?
Well, you're going to have a problem. Let me just tell you what the rule is, and I'll let the others jump in here. The wash rule governs the sale and purchase of a like kind of security within 30 days, and it actually goes back to if you have purchased it within a 31-day period prior to. So it really covers a 61-day period. All right? It's not just the 30 days. Brian?
Yeah, and basically what the IRS is trying to do is to prevent you from claiming artificial losses and, you know, and using it for tax loss purposes. So it washes out the loss that you would have claimed.
So, Ed, the security that you want to sell, we're assuming you have a loss in it right now?
No.
Okay. So then it wouldn't affect you. So that rule is, like Brian was saying, designed to prevent people from selling a security, taking a loss on it for tax purposes, and then turning around and rebuying that exact same security or one similar.
Uh-huh. I have another question.
What are you thinking about doing, Ed?
Well, I have some profits in some stock. And,
yeah.
Because of the increase in its value in the past year or so. And I wanted to take some profits off of the top and then wanted to know about buying it back.
Well, that's a different animal now because you're not taking a loss. Brian, talk about loss harvesting for a second.
Well, a lot of people, and we do as well, typically towards the end of the year, is when there are losses in securities, you can sell the security and you could buy something else that's pretty similar, but within the rules, it can't be substantially the same, but you could buy something that's pretty similar and take a loss and still hopefully realize the upside of the other security that you had. Those losses you can use to offset portions of your income and you can use to offset other capital gains that you may have in other securities. So it's a tax planning aspect that goes heavily in hand with investment planning.
Well, thank you very much. I have another simple question.
Sure.
What about this estate tax? What's the latest on that?
Are you married?
No, I'm...
Okay. Do you have over $10 million in assets?
Not quite.
Okay. You're home free. The law changed. Is it $10,400,000 or $10,200,000?
No, it's 11.
11? Okay.
Hold on.
0.2.
11.2?
11.2.
Okay, so, well, thank you. Thank you so much for the information. I appreciate it.
Sure thing. Ed, love that call. We haven't gotten that call in a long time, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. You know, that is a definition that if you have Michelle's app for definitions, you could look that puppy up and find out exactly what it was. So see here already, you're benefiting from using it. Portfolio management, folks, is it's a complex process. There's several things that go on in that portfolio. As Brian was just talking about with the wash rules, that way you can bank these and indirectly use them to make money because you can do a one-for-one offset with a dollar loss against a dollar gain. Style investing is something else that we employ in a portfolio to help manage risk. Style investing is the process that managers will go through, among many other things, to identify, select, buy, and sell securities. You've got two different styles. You've got a value style manager, which is defensive, looking for securities that are on sale really cheap with a low price-to-earnings ratio, but the potential of significant appreciation. This defines Mr. Buffett. That's what he is. On the other hand, you've got the growth style investor. Now, this person is just about as opposite as you can be. They're looking for securities that have significantly appreciated, have a lot of volume. That means that the buying public is interested, mutual funds, pensions, trusts, individuals, and so on. And they want to see rising price and earnings ratio. This is a Mario Gambale. He is a tremendous growth manager. Each two distinct styles. Some people will try to play the style game, load up all in one style, and then when they see it change, dump it and buy the other. Well, you're practicing market timing. Extremely high risk, very costly. What we try to do is create a portfolio that has a core value, which blends both styles, and then we will take close to an equal amount and create a straddle so that we are buying both value and style, so that when those shifts are dominant, we will have a reasonable but not overly heavy weighing in one style versus the other. You know, another style is the use of beta. Beta is a tremendous planning tool and can save you from a lot of embarrassment, but you're going to have to wait until I come back from the break. Folks, we're going to take a time out, let the station raise some truly obscene money that we don't get to participate in, I might add. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It is 10:45. Yeah, lines are open. 340-1045. That's 340-1045. So call and call now. Did you know?
Did you know a solid and consistent budget is one of the most important yet completely overlooked aspects of financial planning? Do you need some help to be pointed in the right direction? Stick around to learn my favorite budgeting website. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 10:49. Yes, lines are open. 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the beautiful Mystic Minx will tell us, that's area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know while technology has made it easy to spend money, it also makes it easy to track how we are spending our money? Many of the major banks have free tools built right into the checking and credit card accounts that you have. They'll track and categorize your transactions. Those are great, but if you are like me, you have multiple accounts. If you're interested in looking at all of your transactions in one spot, try Mint.com. Mint allows you to link all of your accounts together so you can really see exactly how you're spending your money.
Well, you know, all you got to do is get a Neiman Marcus catalog, and that'll help you spend money.
I wasn't talking about spending money. I was talking about tracking where you're spending your money.
Well,
okay. People are usually surprised.
Then we'll throw in West Marine as well. And Big Boy's Toys. All right. Okay, Danny Middleburg.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm finer than fiddle dust, my friend.
And you telling me I sound Southern?
I'm not. Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
I am a Southern boy.
Finest frog hair split three ways.
Yes, sir. Oh, Michelle, what do you tell me when I ask about you being Southern?
I wanted to be Southern when I was born. I told my family from a very, very early age I was coming down to Florida.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that. So the bug bit her. Okay, so you're interested in index funds, and where can you go to find good companies?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What do you try to accomplish?
Well, I called you a couple weeks ago. I had to hang up. I'm going to pull off the side of the road. I work several jobs. I'm 55, and I left a phone number, a question with your screener, and y'all had a little bit of fun with it, which I'm good with. I'm 55. I've got nothing. Everything we've done for our kids. We had nothing, but we're now to the point where we can do something. And I've opened my first account to start investing, and I was curious about the question was the best index funds to get into for a beginner with low costs that covers the market. I've been trying to educate myself a little bit on y'all's language, etc. in this area.
Cool.
I didn't know if y'all had an idea for a novice.
Yeah.
Well, those books I told you about, the Light Bulb Press books and the websites that Michelle is getting them, that's a great place to start. Go ahead, Brian. You were going to say something before I interrupted.
Hey, Danny, where'd you open your account? Is it an online self-directed platform, or is it with the broker? Or, you don't have to tell me the specific name, but
an account on my cell phone. They call it Robinhood. I've never heard of it before.
Okay, it's an online self-directed, low-cost way of investing. I wouldn't look at index funds. I would look at ETFs because they are usually a little bit more tax efficient. You could trade them in real time. But they do something very similar as what index funds do, which is just track an index. They're not active managed funds, so they're very cost efficient. And, you know, Vanguard has a really good suite of ETFs. Schwab has a really good suite of ETFs. The challenge isn't finding a good investment. The challenge is finding a good investment for what you're trying to accomplish. And
oh, that was good.
all
that money
like
paid off.
Ultimately, I'd like a permanent residual income is what I'm trying to get at, but I don't know how these things pay out, if there's a dividend that comes out.
When do you need the income?
Quarterly. I don't need it now, maybe in 15 to 20 years.
Okay, so you're looking for total return now and eventually looking for income later.
Yes, sir. Replacement income, so when I retire from one of these jobs, I'm 55, so two jobs is getting old.
And you say you're starting off with not much. How much are you starting off with?
I just dumped $2,000 in the account. I got more, but I didn't want to put too much in there until I figured out exactly what I'm doing. And
so,
I have trust issues with these electronic banking things and money disappearing.
We're going to give you two suggestions. I have one for you to think about, and then Michelle has a better one.
I've got a better one than that.
If you want to look at things on your own, I would probably start off with like a broad market type ETF, like a Vanguard Total Market or a Schwab Broad Market, which, you know, you can search and find the symbols for. You will need at some point to add into their international and add in bonds and kind of layer different things to build a portfolio, which takes some work and takes some research, and maybe why Michelle's recommendation might be better.
So instead of leaving all of the work to you, there are new advisors out there that offer robo platforms, robo advisors is what they're called. And they're going to, again, take that work away from you, and they're going to do that diversification built around the parameters that you set for it. So you'll have to go online, you'll have to answer some questions so they know how to diversify within the portfolio for you. But they do have minimum accounts. There's a number of companies out there. Some of the better ones, I would say Betterment is one that has a $0 account minimum. So as you put money in, you know, you're not going to have a problem. And the other thing is these are extremely inexpensive. So Betterment charges 0.25% annually.
Okay. You said something about some books. I missed that. I didn't hear the books that he had mentioned to get.
He's talking to you. Light Bulb Press.
I know that. I was looking to see if you were going to answer it.
Oh.
It's Light Bulb Press. They're the ones that publish the book.
You can
go to lightbulbpress.com and you'll find an array of books. Now, these were written by women for women. So that's going to tell you they're very practical in nature. They're not going to have a lot
they're accurate.
Of excessive jargon.
Okay.
Feminist pig.
They're accurate.
So I would
notice I'm staying quiet.
Buy them for your wife, but read them yourself.
Right,
they're worth their weight in gold.
Okay,
you know, if you another approach, I like the robo investing. Right now. It's not diversification is not your issue.
Right.
Effective accumulation is your issue.
Yes, sir.
And if I were probably going to do anything, I would buy an S&P 500 ETF. I mean, that is the market. It's large cap, 500 companies, 92 different sectors. And if it collapses, it really doesn't matter. You want to have a lot of beans and bullets.
Yes, so, sir. I have a couple of questions more, okay, if you got a minute.
Well, that's all I've got left because Scotty just gave me the finger. Danny, may I put you on hold and pick you up on the other side?
Please, I got two more questions.
Sure thing. We're going to put you on hold. Hey, folks, Scotty gave us the magic wand, and it's time for us to take an information timeout. That's right. We're going to bring you up to date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area, and then we're right back to Danny and the rest of you guys and gals' questions. So get them out and get them ready. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. It is 10:58. Did you know?
Did you know the gap between setting goals and achieving them can be difficult? Are you interested in some tools to help you out? Stick around to learn more. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.